Okay, good morning. Yasher Kayach for joining. And the purpose of this conversation, Shir, Shailas Tshuvis, is because now the Daf HaYomi is learning Perek Elul Metzias. And we have a few questions that we want to ask the Reshiva, Halacha Lemaisa and Hilchos HaShabbos Aveda. People have asked, and these are common questions that come up. If the Reshiva could give, first of all, just a practical question, not a halacha question. Elul Metzias is a Perek that a lot of Klal Yisrael, and most of Klal Yisrael, starts with. When they start learning Gemara, does Yeshiva have any reason or heard any reason why that has been the minhag in Klal Yisrael?
I think usually they start with Nizikin to ingrain in the child's mind to have respect for other people's property. A lot of times we see it doesn't help. The boys are learning in the yeshiva and they're carving out their names on the desk. They're being mazik the yeshiva's property as they're learning Bavakam, as they're learning Bav Metzia. But that's, I think, the reason why we start with Nizikin to emphasize the significance of all the mitzvahs b'nei chaver. In fact, I remember when I was a student in high school, the Rebbe pointed out we were learning Perek HaChovel. So there's a machlekes hatanoim where the suma is chayiv to pay boshes, and where the suma is chayiv golus hamisa malchus ani onshim. So one version of the suma is patur mikol ha-mitzvahs. There's even an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that we paskan like that. So remember, the Rebbe pointed out that the limud from the Gemara starts with the pasuk ben adam lachaver. Whoever is not chayiv to pay adam amazik is not chayiv in all the ben adam lamakas. Our religion begins with the ben adam lachaver. Whoever is not chayiv in ben adam lachaver is not chayiv in ben adam lamakas. By other people, they're mezalzel and the migud choshed amamayna, the choshed ashvuase. He wouldn't chalila swear b'shem Hashem shvua sheker, but to steal someone else's property, that wouldn't bother him. Not concerned about ben adam lamakom at all. They consider as if the religion is only the ben adam lachaveira. The Gemara points out such an idea about kibud avayin, rosh dvorcha emes liolam kamishpat sidkecha misov dvorcha nikar. She rosh dvorcha emes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was proclaiming the aseres adibros. So the Ummah Sa'alam heard that something is happening. They asked Bilam HaRosha, what's going on? So he said, the Rebbe Shlom is giving a new religion. So what does a new religion consist of? So he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Every religion starts off like that. Le'yelecha, every religion starts off. Le'sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha L'asher, every religion. But then when he said, Kibud Aviyeim, ooh, Kibud Aviyeim, that's already a new kind of a religion. That includes everything, even Ben Adam Lachaveris, and perhaps it begins with the Ben Adam Lachaveris. We say that it's a throwaway society. Let's say a person loses a ballpoint pen. He's misyayish right away. He doesn't even look for 5 minutes. He doesn't bother at all. How much is the whole ballpoint pen? People today, they're misyayish right away. They don't, it's not even worth their time to look for the Aveda.
That's
So many
a perfect segue into the first shaila. Nowadays, we live in such a society. People throw out and are not so concerned even about things that may have a siman. So, is there a threshold of things that even if it has a siman, we could assume this is something the person is not going to look for, and you could use it and keep it anyway?
I would think that yes, if you think if the person doesn't realize that he lost it yet, so that's the machlokes Abaye v'Rav, and we paskan like Abaye b'Alkegam that Yush lo midas lo haviyush. So if he does know that he lost it, then there's no Yush. But if you think it's a thing, it's at least 10, 15 minutes after he lost it. Sometimes 10, 15 minutes not enough. If it's enough time. That you're pretty sure that he knows that he lost it, then it's misyayish right away. Just like if something is a pachas mishava pruta. So the Gemara says, you're not mukhi ben anshava sabed. So today, a lot of things, even if it has a simen, he's not going to look for it. It's not worth his time. I would think so.
So could one use possibly, you go to shuls, yeshivas, there are pens, pencils that are lying around on the tables. Sometimes they come every Erev Shabbos and they clean out the pens and pencils and they put them in a certain spot. Even before that, could a person assume that if someone leaves a pen or a pencil on the table, that I'm not sure if it's a Aveda Shaila or maybe it's not the person's doesn't mind if their friend uses it, either way.
I don't know about that. He doesn't care if they use it. But if it's sitting there for a couple of days, he knows he's missing the pen or the pencil, and he didn't bother to, he's probably not going to bother to look for it. It doesn't pay. I would think that that you can keep it. You can certainly use it. Yeah.
Is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda limited to money and property? Or is there maybe halachas or mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda that wouldn't even be monetarily? I'm not sure exactly where that would be, but is it pashas only a mom and his dick, Shaila?
Hashavas Gufay, the Gemara says, to get a person is doing an Aveira. So he is if he toisi kisa oved, he lost himself. Don Amal says kaisi, I'm lost. So to bring a person back to the derech haTorah, to the derech haYosher, the Gemara says it's a kavachemer from hashavas mamayna kavachemer hashavas gufoy. Yeah, there is a din of hashavas aveda. There is a din to prevent a person from losing property. It says in Shulchan Aruch that even though. The Gemara talks about Hashavas Aveda to a Nochri, that not only are you not obligated to, sometimes it's even an Isser, because Bnei Yisrael are considered like a club. And in this club, it's like the word Ribbis, the same letters as Bris. The Avnei Nezer has a whole section on Hilchas Ribbis, so he calls it the Kuntras Brisachim. It is a Jewish club. And the members of the club have to treat each other differently from those who are not members of the club. So Hashavas Aveda is one of those dinim by the club. So if you're going to give back Hashavas Aveda to an Akum, you treat him the Akum as if he's part of the club. Sometimes you mechuyev too, if you make a Kiddush Hashem, or if you, by not giving it back, you make a Chil Hashem, you mechuyev too. So it says sometimes you're not allowed to. But even when you're not allowed to, that's only if the Nochri lost it. Then there's a din of Hashavas Aveda. Let's say that you expect the flood, and the flood will destroy his field. And you can save his field by putting up sandbags or closing the fence and preventing the water from destroying. So that says in Shulchan Aruch that that's not called Aveda Sakam, that it's also. It's also Hashavas Aveda to prevent him from suffering a hefsid. But that's not included in the din of Aveda Sakam is also. But that's also a moment. But Hashavas Aveda plus the Hashavas Gufa, if the person is lost from the Derech HaTorah.
Shuls, camps, schools do with a tremendous amount of chafotzim that are left over in their buildings. A and B, general, how long does a person have to keep an Aveda for? I guess it's part of two parts of the same question.
In yeshiva, students leave when they graduate, or they leave at the end of every year, and they come back after vacation, and they leave a lot of svarim in the base medrash. The base medrash is always loaded down with svarim. They take all the svarim, they put it in the basement. Le'olam void, you can't keep in the basement. There's not enough room. So they put up a sign that whoever left svarim from last year, please go identify it. It has your name on it, so pick it up. If you don't pick it up by a certain day, we're going to put together a bez, and they're going to be mafkirit, and then we're going to sell it. And the proceeds that they get from selling it, they donate to the yeshiva or to the student organization, the yeshiva, that does tzitzis drives and svarim drives and so on. You have no choice because it's cluttering up the whole school.
And a camp after the summer, well, what's their, is there a protocol, what they're mechuyev to do with all the things that are left over?
They should really notify all the students. They should send an email to all the campers that they have a whole bunch of things, and whoever is missing something should please let us know what to see, Monimar, and so on. And as nit, then they have to have a bezin to be mafkirit because they're cluttering up their camp property.
And what's a person's responsibility to be mafkirit? Is it enough to post a piece of paper on a nearby bulletin board? How much does he have to put an ad in the paper? Does it depend on what the level of the worth of the Aveda is?
Sure, it depends. If it's so usually the Avedas are insignificant things that they're messiahish right away, I would think, most of the time. In the yeshiva, they put the signs on the bulletin boards near the basement when they find something in the building. So they put signs in places where the person will probably see it.
If a person, let's say, finds a pair of tefillin without a name on the street in Lakewood, what's his responsibility? Does he have to take out an ad in the local paper and say, I found a pair of tefillin?
I don't know about that. I don't know. I would think it's enough if he puts up signs in all the shuls.
What are situations when one should not pick up an aveda? Let's say a person is mishayer, that if he leaves the aveda there, it's more likely the person will come back and find it. Is that okay? And he makes such a hashara?
Yeah, the Gemara says whenever it's a sofek inuach, you're not sure if it's an aveda or not. Yeah, he'll probably come back and pick it up. Marshall, when was it? About 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was raining one day, so everybody came with an umbrella. Then there was one umbrella that was there for 3 days in a row. So, and then no one touched it. They left it where it was. It was in a specific place. Then it started to rain again. So after 4 or 5 days, the fella came back and he took his umbrella. He forgot all about it a couple of days because it wasn't raining. Then it was a mokum hinuach. He left it in a specific place, yeah.
The person sees an aveda and he knows if he picks it up, he's going to either be late to work or late to seder or late to minyan. Is that a heter not to pick something up?
The Gemara says if they're going to dock me from my pay because I'm going to come late to work because I'm taking care of Shabbos Aveda, and I'm going to lose more money than the whole Aveda is worth, and then I'm not mechuyev. Charity begins
about missing a minyan or coming late to yeshiva or kollel or something like that.
Pashta says you're not mechuyev. Pashta says you're not mechuyev. I'm obligated to take care of other people's needs, to treat them as if they would have been my own need. But if it would have been my own need, I would run to the minyan. It depends how significant the aveda is. If it's a valuable aveda, I would miss the minyan. Okay, but if it's not such a valuable aveda, I would go to the minyan and forget about the aveda if it would have been my own aveda.
So it's talking about being mishayer, how the person himself would relate to what he sees, how he himself would really tackle with it.
They say the name of Rabbi Sol Salanta, that to take care of the other person's gashmias is considered a ruchnias for you. Shabbos Aved is a mitzvah, but you see from the Gemara, it's not so. I'm supposed to take care of the other person's property, to treat it as if it would have been my own property. It's not that it's more, not that it's treated like a bit adam lamokam. Gemara says it's yemuchiv to take care of the other person's mammon. They treated imam chavech chavev alacha ki shaloch, but not more chavev than shaloch. It's not considered ruchnias.
Often, coat rooms and shuls are full of hats and jackets that have been there for a while, and perhaps it's an aveda, perhaps it's not an aveda. I'm going into Davin. I left my hat in my car. I don't have my hat with me. Is a person allowed to take a hat off the coat rack if he knows it's not being used by someone who's here in shul now? Is it an aveda shaila, or is it a shaila just we could assume that a person allows someone to use his hat if it's sitting in the shul? I'm not sure if it's an aveda shaila or a gzela shaila.
Shad of Shal Shalamidas is a gazlan. Yeah, in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, they have the din that in Schalfa Lokela Bebesa Uman. I'm about to leave the yeshiva and I see that someone by mistake took my raincoat and took my boots. And they left there. I'm the last one out. So they left their raincoat and their boots. So it's in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to take it. I think today it's assumed if he would realize that by mistake he took my raincoat and my boots, he would certainly give me permission to use his. Or over here, he's not using the jacket. The jacket is hanging there already for a couple of months, a half a year. I would assume that he would give permission. And we assume that that's not dependent on it. Machlokes about Yish Lamidas HaVeYish. There's no Isik Zeilim. Whenever there's an Umdir in the Muchach, that the fellow is not Makbid. So there's no Isik of Shal Shalamidas. We would assume it is Muta. I would think so.
A couple more questions from my end. The person, especially I live here in Lakewood, and we live in developments, and there are toys all over the place. The kids have the same scooters and bikes. If you see a toy in front of someone's house, could you assume that it belongs to them and maybe put it back on their property? Or are you mechuyev to put it back on their property? Or no, you know, it's the toys lie around and I could leave it there and assume that the person will come and get his toy, A, and B, do I have to tell my kids to be careful, be zoher, it's not your toy, don't use it? Or we could assume that the kids share toys. And as long as just put it back where you found it and you could enjoy the toy. Because Sometimes I feel it's a shaila that comes up all the time. The kids literally walk off with scooters. They bring it here and leave it there. Doesn't seem like there's a hapada so much about it. Could we use an umdun in the muchach that people are they allow people could use it, just bring it back.
If that's the common minig amakim, then it's not there's no issue, not an issue shol shlamidas. Yeah, I don't know if it's right if you find a toy on the front lawn to put it on their porch. It could be that the toy belongs to someone else. Now you're making it into an aveda. Now the rightful owner is not going to know to look on the porch. Maybe it's a mokum hinuach. Maybe you should leave it. I would think maybe you should leave it on the lawn.
One more child over here. People would like to know is if someone gets an Amazon package or even a letter in the olden days, a letter dropped off on their property. Does he have to return it to him? Does it matter if he knows the person or not? And what if the name of the package is a very Jewish-sounding name? It doesn't matter if it's a Yid or a Goy.
Again, Amazon delivers a
package. Person gets an Amazon package delivered to his door, and it's not his package. It's not his package. What are his responsibilities now to go figure out who this package belongs to? I'm assuming if the person knows who the person is, maybe it's his next-door neighbor, yes, pick it up and give it back. But now it came, it's addressed to Rabbi Schechter, it's addressed to someone else, it's dropped off Rabbi Schechter's property, and he has no idea who this is supposed to go to. So A, if it's a Goyish name, does he have to do anything or just leave the chayfetz? And if it's a Yiddish name, does he have more of a responsibility to try to figure out to get it back to the right person?
I would think you call up Amazon, you tell them to pick it up, that they delivered it to the wrong place. Let them take care of it. The one who ordered it is not going to have to pay for it if it wasn't delivered. He'll call up Amazon and say he never got it. I would think even if it's a goyish name also. Strictly speaking, you're not mechuyev to do Ashavas Aveda Aveda Sakum, unless in Shulchan Aruch says, unless there's a din in the Malchusa. I think in America there is a din in the Malchusa. I think the din of Malchusa is supposed to give it to the police. But over here, I would think you call up Amazon. You say you delivered a package to my address and it's not for me.
Well, so just to close with that, how does din of Malchusa affect Hashavas Aveda? Does it affect the strict halacha in any way?
Yeah, it says if there's a din of Malchusa that you have to give back the Aveda to the Nachri, then you're Mechuyev too. Yeah, that says in Shulchan Aruch.
I'll tell over personal Maisa. I grew up in Muncie. My grandfather lived in Muncie. So I'm like many, many years. Talk about the Emes Liakov, about being makbir on money. My grandfather used to travel to the city on the Muncie bus to go to work in Manhattan. So he used to sell a package of tickets, a booklet of tickets. If you travel every day, you get a discount. So Yaakov one day was coming onto the bus. My grandfather offered to, here, I'll give you this ticket. And the ticket obviously is cheaper than the regular fare if you don't have the booklet. Yaakov refused to take it. He says it's only for someone who travels every day. He has a right to use the ticket. I don't know if this is Medina. The Rishiva could tell us Medina if a person has to not use a ticket from the booklet because he doesn't travel every day. But this is the MS Liakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used the Zahiris on money.
Yeah. Tosakam is muta. If the Noche made a mistake on his own, but Lahatoso, that's also, that's Gezel Akum.
But this is not even, this is the Jewish, this is the Jewish bus company. This is the Muncie Trails bus.
Oh, so for sure it's us, yeah.
And the Rishiva mentioned the ribbis from the Avnei Nezer. Daf Yomi starting in a few weeks, Ezo Neshech. Maybe we could get back on in a few weeks. We could ask some practical ribbis, Shilas.
Okay.
Okay, Yashar Koyach, and have a good Shabbos.